Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Angela Cross, please?
It's me you're speaking to.
Hi, Angela. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Yes, hello.
Hiya. You okay, Angela?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Fantastic. Have you got a quick 5-10 minutes to have a chat with me, Angela, about your case?
Yeah, that's fine.
As I said, Angela, my name's Michael. All of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role here at MMA as an investigator to get to know you, get to know your case a bit more. I'm not going to drag you over the stuff you've already gave our customer care team. My role is to find out a little bit more on how the trauma you suffered in care has haunted you and followed you into your adult life.
Disconnected from my family completely. I'm basically a lot of things trigger me. Just like birthdays, Christmases. I can't remember any Christmases. I can't remember any birthdays.
No.
My memory loss is absolutely terrible, and it really destroys me because I really want to remember things, but I can't remember anything. Just getting shifted about disconnection. I can't connect with anybody at all because I feel I've been abandoned quite a lot. Quite a lot of different things, maybe different care systems and foster cares and that. So I find it's quite hard to even keep a relationship because I'm not very good at showing any. Trust, I'm very bad at, I can't trust anybody. And that's a big thing, issue with me that I always feel that people are trying to get something out of me and then when I'm not good at getting praises and things like that, so it's I've had to go to lots of groups to try and work on my mental health because I get very depressed quite a lot. I don't go out. I rarely go out, and it angers me that I can't connect with other people because I feel that the people I can only connect with is criminals. And it's not the kind of thing that I want to be doing because I've got a Down syndrome child and I've got three boys, and like it's just I find it very hard to communicate with other people. Very, very hard.
Yeah, no problem. Do you suffer with depression? Are you being diagnosed with depression?
Yeah, I do have depression. I have a lot of anxiety. I take a lot of panic attacks when I'm outside.
Yes, I do get medication
from my doctor, yeah.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, with your permission, I'm going to write to your doctor.
Yeah. I mean, I've asked him to give me counselling and things like that, and I have been to a couple of counselling days, but it's like 12 weeks counselling, but it's not, I need more deep into my history of my background of my family and things like that, because there's a lot of things that I don't know, and a lot of things that I've been pushed into, and now like I don't talk to any of my family, and it's quite a hard thing for me,
because
I feel like I'm very alone all the time, very lonely.
I'm so sorry that you feel that way.
I'm so sorry.
I've got a couple of questions for you, Angela.
Yeah.
Have you ever suffered with alcohol or any sort of substance issues?
No.
And I've got a real tough question for you, so I apologise in advance, but I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't ask you.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever tried to take your own life, Angela?
In the home, I did. Yeah, in the home. When I was in the home, I took pills. I did take pills. But I think it was just a lot to do with not getting to see my mum and not getting to see what was happening to my family. So I did take an overdose in the home. And it was in Hoffenbury, it does this, Danny. And I was 15-year-old.
Did you end up in hospital, sorry, Angela?
Yes, I did. I got my stomach pumped.
Okay. What I'm going to do, Angela, I'm going to write to that hospital, and whether it's there or not, I'll write to the local NHS Trust. And I'm going to get the information from your time there when you got your stomach pumped. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Well, what I'm doing, Angela, is I'm trying to build a picture of how your how the trauma and care has affected you into your adult life.
Yeah.
Whether that be through depression, anxiety, obviously yourself, your suicide attempt.
Yeah.
And I'll substantiate that with the evidence from obviously your doctor, as well as the evidence from your time in care. Can I take your GP's details, please, Angela?
My GP is Unton is at Edinburgh, Dalkeith, it's Mayfield, is that in Mayfield?
Yeah, do you know the practice name?
That's gonna so annoy me. I think it's Newington practice.
Newington.
Yeah.
Where do you think? Where's that? Is that in Dalkeith, is it?
Yes, it's in Dalkeith. It's in Dalkeith.
Okay, and jeez, give me 2 seconds.
My memory's terrible. I've got a lot of memory loss.
Don't stress over it, Angela, please. I'll find it from the information you've given me.
No, it doesn't tell me here.
Okay, don't worry.
Just tell my chemist. Just tells my chemist to tell Keith Gilmore.
It's okay. I'll find it. What was the hospital that you were admitted to?
I was in the Royal Infirmary. The old Royal Infirmary. It's not the new one, the old one.
Where's that in?
In Edinburgh.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to write to you, Jay. I'm not going to tell them why I'm writing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to write to them and request all of your medical records.
Yeah.
I'm going to write to the NHS Trust where the Royal Infirmary was in Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get the information from your, obviously your time there when your stomach got pumped.
Yeah.
I'm going to write to the 3 social service care settings that you stayed at.
Yeah. I've been quite a lot of, I would like to get to know about something, as I said, my memory loss is quite a lot, obviously, like, they put me with a dad that didn't even want me, and it was in the court case, it was in the papers and everything, and they kept all that from me, my dad, my adopted dad, he was in the army. And because I had 2 brothers, they didn't want to separate us, but I'd already been in the care system for quite a long time. And they wanted him to take me. Now, unknown to me, the whole school, my high school knew about it. I was in first year, everybody knew it was on the use, and I had no knowledge. My mother, my biological mother, and my adopted dad were fighting for custody, and they wanted my two brothers, but the judge decided to tell me I was adopted in the home when I was 11 years old, and everybody else knew about it because it was in the papers, and it was the home didn't even try and keep me off school or anything like that. So it was quite a hard thing to deal with, because I didn't even know I was adopted.
Yeah, oh wow.
So and then so it was like my first year, so it was quite it. And then my dad, my adopted dad, took me because he was told by the judge, the three judges, that if he didn't take me, he wasn't getting my two brothers. Now, he only wanted his own children, didn't want me. And I lasted, 3 weeks, and then ended up in an assessment centre right after it, in Edinburgh. So I got moved to Inverness, to Edinburgh, so there I was all alone again in Inverness, safe to Edinburgh.
Okay.
So it has affected me. The social workers didn't even do backups to check if I was okay. I was getting seriously assaulted from my adopted father. That's why I kept running away from him and ended up going in the assessment center, because he didn't want me, but they didn't really care. They just wanted me out of the care system. They didn't realise that they weren't doing any background. Well, they knew they didn't want me, but they still put me there.
Sorry.
So it's affected me a lot, really has affected
no
me a lot.
Oh, it's trust issues and connection issues, Angela.
Yeah, oh God, it's really, really, it's very hard for me some days.
Yeah, I'm so sorry you had to go through that. Honestly, I really am.
I would have liked to get them prosecuted for what they've done to me, because they actually put me in danger and didn't even care about what they've done to me. They just didn't care at all, They just wanted me out into another area, and I didn't even get to see my mum for 10 years because of it all,
No, I'm sorry.
So it was quite hard.
Mr. Hard. Okay, so what I'm going to do, Angela, is I'm going to get the information from your medical records.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get the information and share it with you from your time and care.
Yeah.
And then what me and you are going to do is we're going to go through that together. That's going to be a tough call, that one.
But it's
a little while away, Andrew, anywhere between 6 and 8 months. So once we've gone through it all together, we're going to go through all of your statements, make sure we've got absolutely everything covered before I submit it to the Scottish Redress.
Then what happens,
Angela, is we'll then get what's called a panel date, and with the panel, the judge on our case. And from there, we should hopefully get you some recognition of what's happened to you, an apology, and some financial compensation as well.
I just want them to understand not to treat any other person like that.
No, that's the whole point. And what we're trying to do is trying to raise the awareness around it.
It's just no empathy towards anybody.
You're just a number.
Just a number. It's a truth saying that I was just a number to them.
Yeah, it's horrendous. Do you have any questions for me, Angela, on how I'm going to do the case forward?
No, that's fine.
Okay. So I just need to go back a step with you, Angela, just obviously because it's a sensitive case.
Yeah.
I need you to understand our fees and what other options are out there before, obviously, I continue. So just to let you know, Angela, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do it.
I'd rather you do it.
That's an option. Yeah. Another option out there for you, Angela, is there are other law firms who will apply for you but won't charge you any fees.
Mm-hmm.
These do that because they get paid by the Scottish Government for £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws. Now, legally, I can't go into their practices and how they work and what they would do for you, but more importantly, what they don't do for you. Also, I can go into is to tell you that we don't participate in that scheme. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. We're entering into a joint venture with you on a no-win, no-fee basis. What that means is if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose. And it's all
to get
you the most amount of money as possible.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay. So just to let you know, Andrew, our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of VAT. So you'll never pay us more than
20%. Yeah, that's fine.
You may pay us less in some instances, dependent on how much time we spent on your case, but no matter how much time we spend on your case, you'll never pay us more than 20%.
Yeah.
It's also under that genuine no-win, no-fee. That means is if we're unsuccessful, our insurance cover will cover any cost and you won't pay a penny.
Yeah, that's fine, thank you.
Is that okay? Do you understand those three options?
Your colleagues explained to me before, I know that, yeah.
Excellent. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes, I still want you to go ahead, yeah.
Perfect. Okay, Angela, what I'll do is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. You have my number now on your phone. My name's Michael. Save it.
Right.
If you need me for anything, Angela, just give me a call.
Okay,
if
Michael.
If I can't answer, leave me a message. I'll get straight back to you. It'll only be me dealing with you from now on.
Right, that's fine.
I believe
that you've contacted Kevin Spender. It's my partner, and you were asking him questions about my brother, And he didn't actually know that I'd actually put in for it, because it's me give him the number, and then obviously I was in the care system a lot longer than Kevin, and he says, how was he asking about your brother? And that's when I had to say, look, I've already put in the
help.
And I was quite shocked that he'd actually got information about me.
So how did he ring your partner then? Why
because Kevin, because Kevin was in the care system. He was in the boys' school St. Joe's, and I got him to apply for himself because obviously he went through a sexual assault and things like that.
Wow.
And so that's why I told him to apply. And he had pipes, so he's been doing it for over a year, but I'm on his name. As anything happens to him, that again, I was next
to him. As a beneficiary, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously he had actually, somebody had contacted him and says, oh, we're interested. We noticed that Angela Cross has got a brother, my brother Angus, and he was in the care as well. And I was like that, what's going on?
We definitely haven't got your partner if he's been doing it for over a year.
Yeah.
The reason being is we haven't been doing it that long, so we haven't got his details.
Right.
So that's somebody else ringing you. If anyone else rings you, ring him.
You just need to tell him it's none of your business. You don't know nothing about my life. Because he doesn't really know anything about my life, so that's what I was taken aback.
If anyone else rings you, Angela, and there's not me, ask for me. If they can't put me on a call, or I can't ring you back within 10 minutes, don't speak to them.
Right, okay, that's fine. That's fine, Michael. Okay. Now that I know because I was a bit taken aback.
That's got nothing to do with us, Angela.
Right, so it's obviously somebody been at it with him trying to get information about me. Okay, that's fine. That's fine, thank you.
No, thank you, Andrew. I'm sorry for the
It's fine.
Thank you. Thank you for being brave and talking to me, Andrew. I really do
appreciate it. Right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Ring me.
Yes, I will do. Thank you, Michael. Thank you very much. Bye. 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 Bye.